Yeah, I had a training session with Belrose last night. Actually, they had papers for me to sign and all. It was a bit
really.
it was a bit full on, but apparently you've got to go through the T's and C's before. I think they had to get a release from Manly. Okay, welcome back to Rookie and the Vet. We've gone back to the AGs, Jacko.
Feels good. Feels right.
Now that yours, Simi's on the payroll, he's decided to break away from us. He's doing his own thing as the Oracle.
Sign of things to come, I think. He's getting very Justin Timberlakey, breaking away from the group.
Yeah, okay. And you'd like to challenge him this week too.
I would, mate. But before I start,
yeah,
like and subscribe, people.
Like and subscribe. Sorry, yeah. Nice work, Jacko. See, that's why we get you on. Lukey literally told me 10 seconds before we got on.
Smash that.
You know
like
what,
even
Jacko, you said I'm looking a bit tired this morning. I stayed at Bubba Ganoush's last night. She left the window open, Jacko. Yeah, it's 5 degrees.
Fuck.
It's 5 degrees. I woke up fucking 3:30 in the morning and had to close the window. But what I did was I treated myself to a little bit more sleep, and maybe I slept too long because you're worried about my appearance coming on the show, but we'll get the job done.
You always look good, mate. It's just you look rested, which I like.
Yeah. Before we start, we just want to mention one thing I'd like to bring up, Latrell. Fuck, we must have been close to man of the match.
I was messaging you throughout the game. Like, it was him and Tommy. You understand them giving it to Tommy because how good he was. But fuck, man, you called it. Latrell had a proper day out. That was I haven't seen centers dominate a game like that in a long time. Like, very old school. I know Peter Sterling referenced it in the commentary. And you know me, I like to regurgitate other people's takes.
Best work,
Very sort of 70s, 80s center play where they were almost sweeping the whole back line to an open side and running their shape that way.
It was so cool to see, wasn't it?
It was amazing, yeah.
Turbo has proper been given a license to Rome in particular. Even Latrell got through the middle. I think at one point there was a break on the right-hand side and I seen Latrell was poking through the middle as well. And then it just didn't end up getting to him. But, it's cool to see. And speaking of the Oracle and Turbo.
Hey, credit where credit's due.
So he saluted on first try score. He set it on here first, I believe, and then he doubled down and set it on 10 of the can, I doubled down with my Latrell bet.
I had a couple of people messaging me like, oh, sweet, we got 10 in the can too late and we missed all Simi's tips. I was like, he said it last week.
Yeah, he did say it last week on this show. So
if you had liked, liked and subscribed, you wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, that's right. You should be watching all our shows.
Should be watching every single one.
Let's get into the games this week. Speaking of Turbo.
Can I just, before you start, I wanted you to touch on, obviously, you're dusting the boots back off.
Oh, yes.
And you had your first little training run last night.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Had a training session with Belrose last night. Actually, they had papers for me to sign and all. It was a bit,
really?
it was a bit full on, but apparently you've got to go through the T's and C's before. I think they had to get a release from Manly for me to play. Yeah,
can you explain? Like you mentioned that you wanted to play a few weeks ago, but there was a points thing. I don't really understand. What
Oh, so there's a quota system in this league, right? So one of my good mates, Jimmy Bura, he grew up around his brother-in-laws and stuff have played for Barrows in the past. So the last couple of years he's been playing for him.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play with Jimmy because not only Jimmy Bura, one of my good mates from Manly, was playing there, but Jaden, my actual brother, was playing there together. And I asked if I could play with them. But me and Jimmy had too many points because we're both NRL players. So what they try to prevent is like just say three or four retired NRL players decide to come back and play in the one team and just completely dominate the comp, which we would have.
Which you would have, yeah.
Now that Jimmy's out, I messaged him while I was watching the game against Simi's Sutherland Shire Caranba Sharks.
Yep.
And, now that Jimmy's out, I can take his quota spot. Therefore, able to play with my brother, and then my other brother's going to come play as well. So looking forward to that. But sticking with the theme of out there in Belrose and in the Eagles, let's go to Manly. Let's go to Turbo.
Yeah.
Does Turbo play? Do you think they risk him?
I don't think they would. I think he, out of all the Blues players that we're sort of going to talk about expecting to back up, I think he's one that you would just keep on ice. Dylan Walker's a more than capable fullback replacement. I think they're going to beat the Cowboys anyway without Tommy. I know how they looked previously without him. But if you are chasing a bit of jam on this one and want to have a look at the Cowboys, it's probably not a terrible punt. Tommy Dearden comes into the side. I'm going to go Manly in this one. And I am going head-to-head with the Oracle this week because enough's enough.
Yeah.
With this anytime try scorers.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this
kind of thing. Put some respect on your name. Because you actually weren't going that bad before he came.
I wasn't going too bad.
He was just going grouse.
And he turns up and he picks a two-week span
where he went 100%.
And he picked Jakey Trbojevic and Fisher Harris. And look, credit where it's due. He did very well.
He's enjoying this. He's sitting over there. And
he is. He's giggling away.
He's on his high horse. He's got a laptop. He keeps telling me he's got the upgraded laptop version compared to me. So he's feeling himself at the minute.
He's had his own little solo podcast today as well. Yeah. He reckons he's moving into the sales role. So he's feeling himself. But the only thing I sell is jam. It's anytime try scoring jam.
I love that.
And I'm going to start off pretty safe here. I'm going to go with the hammer, Tapuai Fido.
Yep.
Playing in the centres for the Cowboys. I think there's going to be a fair few points in this game. And he's just so classy outside there. I can see a little Val Skippy and it puts him away. So I'm going to go Tapuai Fido.
Yep.
To start with this one. I wanted to go the pool cleaner, but he hasn't done it for us.
Don't be sleeping on Caltex on the other side, Brad Parker.
Yeah.
he goes good.
He's been scoring. He's a great player, Brad Parker.
Yeah, and Fozzie comes back in the team too this week.
He does, yeah. So they're stacked, and we expect Jakey to play as well. And shout out, you know I love me a little battling back rower. Yeah. You know I do.
Yeah.
Carl Lawton on the edge.
Yeah.
Snacker Doom.
And he's an ex-Waz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Gosford
Waz. I'm glad you brought that up. But killing it. But no, yeah, I'm going to go Tapuai Fido and I'm going to take Manly to win that one, Scott.
Well, I've got Manly to win and that's part of my multi. I'm going to go three-legger again this week.
Cool.
I've got a couple of bit of jam on. I think Manly bounced back in particular from that Newcastle performance the week before Origin, where a few of the boys, in particular Turbo, Chez is going to be looking for a real big bounce back.
Expect
a big bounce back from me, mate, considering you know how Queensland played on the weekend. He'll be up for this one. And my little mate Fozzie comes back into the six too. I'm not too sure what's going on with Josh Schuster. I don't know why he's out. He was a late withdrawal from the Newcastle game. But if there's a chance...
Someone will tell us below.
If someone in the comments can let me know sort of what happened with him. If he ends up coming back, if he's a surprise inclusion, I like it even better.
Jamie over there can probably bring it up.
I'm going to read my multi as we go.
Yep.
And the next leg of my multi is straight up as well tonight.
Ooh.
I'm going the Panthers head-to-head against the Sharks.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I like it. Obviously, we're a bit unsure. We know that, well, we would assume Nathan Cleary's out with that knock. And I'd be shocked if Jerome and Toto play as well.
No, I reckon then Jerome and Brian Toto might
get a run.
Yeah.
Either way, there's still a stacked side. I think, obviously, the undefeated season came to a shocking halt against the Tigers with eight out. But Appy obviously comes back in. He's massive for them. If those two, like you mentioned, come back in along with a guy like Liam Martin, I would assume Liam Martin will play.
Isaiah Yao, he played big minutes.
Assuming Martin gets off the horrendous charge against Prez, he should be good to play. The comments were a giggle on
that. Yeah. I hope Prez's leg is doing all right.
Sorry, Lukey.
Joshy Schuster, the only thing I can find was last week's NRL.com article before the Newcastle game. It said he was out after sustaining a leg injury at captain's run.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah,
last week, it was
before the Newcastle game, because I think I had a little wager on that game as well. And then when I seen Josh Schuster didn't roll out, the upset was on the cards.
Okay. Well, look, I'm with you. I'm going to go Penrith. Yep. At Net Strata Jubilee, my favourite ground. I've been there twice now since I've been to Australia, so it's good. But I'm actually doing the same thing as I did in the last game. I'm picking a try scorer from the opposing side, and I'm going to go with the big fella. Talakai off the bench, off the pine.
Yeah, nice.
$3.88.
Yeah, nice little money.
Comes back
into the
side and he loves that little fucking unders line off Brayley straight under the black dot. He's a fucking weapon, man. I love Talakai. He's one of my favourite forwards to watch in the game. So I'm going to go Talakai for an anytime try score in that one.
It's a risky play considering, I think, you know, Panthers coming off their first defeat of the season. I think they're going to want to stiffen up. Their middle's been rock solid. They don't really let many points in or tries. So
before the Tigers game, I think they were giving away like 7 points a game or something.
That's crazy.
So to pick a prop off the bench is big.
That's a big play.
But, you know, I'm going head-to-head with the Oracle. I don't want to fuck around. I know he's picking basically Toto and Staines. He's going very safe this week.
But that's not where he does his best work.
He knows I'm coming.
Okay, so let's roll on to the Titans versus Roosters. I've got the Roosters in this one, probably the side that's been least affected by Origin out of the main teams.
Weird, because historically they get fucking decimated. One of those years, eh?
Yeah, obviously Angus Crichton, who would have been part of the Origin team, he comes back this week. Victor Radley's still suspended. Sir Teddy should play, and I think he'll have a big performance as well. I spoke about it with the Team Rocket guys. These sort of players, these veteran players that have been around and done it for long enough, it doesn't really affect them too much.
Yeah.
Sort of look to the younger players who have been a part of such a big occasion and then they come back to club footy and it's like a bit of a letdown to sort of come back and play club footy after it. But the veterans know how to get it done. And the Titans, you know, they've got four or five guys on the wrong side of the hiding on Wednesday night. So whether that affects them a little bit as well.
They've named Fotuaika, Fifita and Tino. I would assume if it's a Saturday game, they would all play.
Yeah, most of them play. Still yeah. the same sort of thing. Young enough, the same as the Jerome Luai and Brian train of thought. Mm. If you're young enough, you're under that 20, 23, 24, unless you've got a niggling injury that we wouldn't know about, that's probably they'll talk about when they go on to training. If they pulled up sweet, then more than likely they'll play.
Yeah.
Titans there to win, so.
I got the Roosters to win as well. I think they put a bit of a score on them. They seem to be almost back to full strength. I know they're missing a lot still with the season-ending injuries, or obviously Carey and that. But Crichton comes back in. Their backline's looking stacked again with Morris, Tupou, and Manu and that. But I'm going to go Sammy Walker to score, backing up through the middle there. He's at about $3.40 the last time I checked.
Yeah.
So Sammy Walker will be my anytime. He obviously assists on every bloody try they score.
He scored about three or four,
hasn't he? Scored a couple.
Yeah.
And I can see, I think the Titans are just, they're very loose defensively, man. I don't like the look of them defensively at the moment, so I'm going to go Sammy Walker anytime.
Yeah, I just want to give a little shout-out to Jaden Campbell we've got written down there. He was nice in that Storm game.
Nice,
we didn't really
man.
Mention it too much, I think, last week.
Yeah, no, he was nice.
Good little debut. He's got a bigger frame, like in the height-wise. You can see that he's got potential to build into it a little bit more with a couple more preseasons. So the way he glides around and moves around the field, he could be a real player of the future, man, because –
yeah.
He's got so much confidence the way he scoops on a few of those balls and was playing footy. It was nice to see. But moving on to the Rabbitohs versus Knights, I'm heading up the freeway to this afternoon and might even drop in and give a little shout out to my boy Croaks and my son Jack Johns. Both of those boys debuted last for their club.
Yeah,
Croaks actually went our old debut last week for the Knights. Didn't go their way, but shout out to those boys. But I think they're in for another tough one here.
Yeah.
They've got the a really informed Rabbitohs team who did a number on Parramatta just before the bye, and then obviously the form that Latrell will bring coming into this game as well.
Yeah, I think this could be another bit of a score. I know you mentioned it on Team Rocket. You liked all the favourites this week, and I think it's obviously very hard to pick eight games, and we're probably going to get to the one that could be a curly one, but I think this is a bit of a lock, unfortunately, for the Knights boys. We got a soft spot for the Knights because we love the 257 boys. And
yep.
Yeah, but
Mitchie Barnett, Tyson Frizzell,
they've got a very likable.
They're a very likable team at the moment.
And saying that, I'm going to go Stouts as well, and I'm going to get on my old mate. He saluted for me in early in the season. I'm going to go Damien Cook at 375.
Oh, yep.
Anytime try scorer off the back of him and Tarek Sims. Tarek Sims got a lot of shine out of Origin, but I think Cookie and Sims were kind of the unsung heroes.
I agree.
Of
Cook.
That side.
He
brought form that he, you know, there was a lot of question marks over should they go Appy. And Cookie basically just stood up, and you see when he is playing behind a side that's rolling like that, he's the best hooker in the world.
Yeah.
And I think his form was more indicative of South's struggles earlier this year than his own personal form. I think he comes back to clubland and runs an absolute muck in this one. So I got Cookie at 375 for any time.
I wouldn't say he's in a beaten side. I loved Harry Grant too, just quietly on that. So
yeah.
Saying he's the best.
I think fatigue set in a little bit.
Yeah,
that Origin,
mate, he was so gassed. He was coming up with big, like, really unnoticeable efforts, kick pressure. Always coming through the middle, trying to make that last tackle before someone else sort of come through, man. He had a really good game. But
the miss on Cleary was a bit unfortunate late. It was just fatigue. Yeah,
yeah, he was gassed,
yeah.
Like the rest of the team, because they did so much defence.
Yeah.
I agree with the take on Cookie, though. He was just like Cleary and Jerome, didn't have to overplay the hands because the rest of the team was going so well, but you got out, asked a few questions, took the right options. Mm. Like sometimes everything starts at the nine, and when there was some overcalls down short sides and whatnot, he sometimes you could see that he caught it late, heard it late, bang, showed open, come short side. So, yeah, he had a really nice game as well. So we're both on the Rabbitohs there. Moving on to the Raiders versus Broncos and Special K, Carmichael Hunt's back.
Special K, Carmichael. How good is that, man? He was – like Carmichael, did you ever play against him or did you guys not overlap?
No.
He must have left already.
Yeah, he'd gone already. I think he went to the...
His last game was in 2009.
Yeah, so 2010 was my debut.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And he was obviously, growing up in New Zealand, we obviously loved our Benjis and that sort of stuff. But Carmichael was, in my generation, he was the most like loved Aussie player at my time when I was growing up.
I hated him.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
But he had the big filthy jink, like very... very New Zealand sevens-esque.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he had the no fear suicide runs where he just fucking
charged.
He was so fun to watch. So it's exciting to see him back. And saying that, I'm gonna go Canberra, but
yeah,
Canberra not with an abundance of fucking confidence. But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go the old fella for any time try scorer. It's a good story. I'm gonna go Carmichael Hunt at $4.33 for any time try scorer. I think this game, I would not be surprised if Brisbane win this game at all. I think this is a proper coin flip. I'm gonna go Canberra. Just they're the favourites. It's, you know, they should win.
Yeah.
But I think it'd just be an amazing story, and I'd hate to not back him and he gets over. So I'm going to back the fact the Oracle's going to miss on all the other games.
Yeah.
So I can afford a bit of a roughie here. So I'm going to go Carmichael Hunt at $4.33, but I will take Canberra to win.
Okay, and I will quickly explain the reason why I hated Special Case, because I wanted him to play for the Kiwis. Like I always talk about it. So when you're seeing him playing Origin,
he was a Kiwis player. He had to
play for Australia. Yeah. It pissed me off. Like, you know, we've had a few jokes about. You know, who your allegiance is, like when New South Wales and Queensland, like this is why, like, I don't really have a team because I wanted Carmichael Hunt to play for New Zealand. I wanted him to do the haka.
Yeah.
And I remember one of his first games when he came off the back fence straight into Frank Pritchard.
Yeah.
You learned a lot of, even though I hate him, I was like, man, mad respect. Oh. Remember when Frank Pritchard fucking nailed him off that kick return? That was great.
Fuck, so, he could shot blow Pritchard.
Oh, bro. Frankie Pritchard.
Slept on.
Yeah, he even went to the Super League the same time. I couldn't even escape Frankie too. So when he was playing in the NRL, he ended up going to the Super League the same time. Warriors versus Storm. How do you gossip Warriors go against the Storm team without potentially the Prez?
$5 is disrespectful.
That's about right.
They will lose. They will lose to Melbourne, unfortunately. But I think $5 is mad disrespect. And saying that, I'm going to go Melbourne. But I'm going to pick a try score for my boys. I'm not going to completely disrespect them. I'm going to go with Marcelo Montoya.
Ooh.
He's a bit of an awkward thing on the wing.
Yeah.
Very stiff, very strong, very powerful, but they throw a lot of shape that way. He's going to be playing on the left. This is assuming Mamalo's been named on the extended bench.
Yep.
If Ken's in, Ken will slot back onto that left-hand side, at which point that punt will be void.
Yep.
Or you go on Ken.
Do you have a backup to play then? Maybe?
Well, I'd just stay with Ken. So whoever plays on that left wing,
okay.
I'll go with Montoya. But he scored one the week before the bye. I can't wait to see Reece Walsh back out there running around. So, I think my Warriors unfortunately lose. I hope they don't. Me and Jimmy from Team Rocket as well will be riding this one high.
Yeah.
And shout out to the boys who are heading home as well for that round 22 clash against the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
You and Isaac touched on it. But yeah, it'll be Rogers' last game in New Zealand. They'll sell that bitch out like fucking that. And
that's the last thing the Dogs need.
They've picked a
favorable matchup.
A favorable matchup, which, if you're like me and you've grown up supporting the Warriors, it's a danger game. they could just as easily drop that, and you know. But yeah, I'm going to go Melbourne. I'm going to take Montoya at $2.30 for any time.
Yeah, beautiful.
You take Melbourne.
Storm comfortably.
Yeah.
Eels versus Tigers. This is another one where I've gone against my normal thinking, but I've given myself a lot more points. So I've gone alternate points in this one.
So this is another leg of your multi?
Yeah, this is the last leg. And I always say to stay away from the Tigers. But I think with the form that the Tigers showed in the last 3 weeks, I think they can get up enough to not get blown out by more than 17.
I think the
line's like 8.5.
And you're giving them a bit more.
And so like all three of my bets are fucking like beastick away from each other. $1.56, $1.57, $1.57. And I got plus 17.5 for the Tigers. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Is
Bank West as well, I think, Luke?
Yeah, it is at Bank West on Sunday night or Monday?
Sunday.
Sunday night. Yeah. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday 4, and then Mudders is the next game.
Yeah. You go back to the game when Dewey was putting bombs up for fun in these conditions. You know, maybe he attacks Sivo, like Fergie Ferg's not on the wing this time. But even Gutho dropped a couple. So. I have a feeling this game's going to be a little bit closer than what people think. And if I can get 7.5 at $1.56, I'm going to take that.
I love it.
No. I think it's a pretty solid multi. So that's my three-legger for this week.
Yeah, we'll circle back to it at the top. We'll give you multi out. We'll make sure we put it up on YKT Other Mag as well, so people can jump on. Speaking of Dewey, I really wanted – he's hit for me twice. Yeah. I really wanted to. And again, $3.20, but he's moved out to the centres. But I'm going to jump across to get the comeback point. I'm going to go Dill Brown. $3.75, similar to the Sam Walker. That's my thinking, pushing up through the middle. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I still think it could be both sides because the Tigers can score
points. I think Tigers can pull this off.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. They're at about $4 or something as well. But I'm gonna go with Dylan Brown anytime try score. I'm going to take Para because Lukey's, otherwise Lukey won't talk to me.
I'm also going Para.
Yeah.
I'm taking Para. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tigers pull it off.
The plus 17.5 is very juicy. So Dylan Brown to score, I'm going to take Parra.
Yep. Moving on to the game of the week, Bulldogs versus Dragons. A doozy. But the bomber effect, I think
the bomber effect is fun. Yeah.
The bomber effect. That's
not disrespect, bomber. Yeah.
He made an instant impact for him. You can just tell. I said to Mudders even before the game, and he obviously knows better than anyone. I said, man, I can just tell that bomber's just going to have an effect on the team when he plays. Like you just, he's that sort of player. And I compared him to Turbo, and don't get me wrong, I know he's not at Turbo's level, but the amount of – there are certain players in teams. Like, I could go through a few of these teams, and probably there's only like three or four players in the comp, I reckon, can have the sort of effect where when you see him getting changed, you're like – Cam Smith would have been one for Melbourne back in the day. When you see them chucking on their jersey, you just know, fuck, we're gonna have a crack.
Yeah.
You know for sure that the fullback's going to have a crack.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think the Dragons win. Obviously, they had a massive performance before the Origin break. I wanted to go Snacky Bird in this one, but I'm going to go a little bit safer. It's the last league, so I'm going to go with Williami. Williami scoreman.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
big, powerful centre.
That's my boy, B. Willie.
That's your boy. Sort of properly, I'm not coming into form because he's been playing well, but playing a lot better at the moment than he probably did when he first came back. So I'm going to go Williami at $2.75. And I'll tell you what, if we hit on a few of these and the Oracle misses, I'll be very happy with myself going into the long weekend. So
let's take him down, baby.
Let's get it. Rookie and the Vet.
Thank you.